Hey, it's looking good.
Tell me you got good news.
I do. Stable Shelter's bridge loan has just been approved. Harvey pulled some strings at the bank.
Ah, good to see you, Harvey. I figured you was allergic to manual labor.
Well, I'll get my hands dirty if I have to, Lucio. But I believe charity begins at home.
Yeah, based on that Rolex you wear, I'd say that your favorite cause is doing pretty good.
We're going to need your signature here.
Whoa. 15% interest.
They're worried about Stable Shelter's solvency.
They're worried? They should try being executive director. If you don't recover the money that Anthony Maslow embezzled from us, every one of these projects goes dark. Unless you've got a spare room or two for a couple thousand families in your condo.
I'm not really a roommate kind of guy.
Oh.
Harvey's deposing Elliot Perkins, Maslow's number two, this afternoon.
Perkins had to have knowledge of this, and he's going to give up his boss. That's a promise. Excuse me.
Get out. Maslow spent $500 a night on doggy daycare on his trip to Greece.
Greece?
What?
Well, nothing.
Tell me.
My first time was in Greece. Oh my God, you're picturing that right now.
I have no choice. I'm a visual person.
You two are really adorable. We're 48 hours from trial, and you're gossiping like two 12-year-olds in a sleepaway camp. Listen up. Lucille Jackson's not just the head of Stable Shelters, okay? She also sits on the board of directors of several of our largest clients. So, if we lose this case, I doubt that her generosity is going to extend to us. I would...
In my office, bring the Clarity Drilling out of PO. Jerome Jensen's here. Come on.
Lucille's case is all hands on deck, Harvey. You can't just...
I can, and I am.
I thought we were working on this together.
Yeah, we are, Lewis. Same way a golfer and his caddy work together.
Be that as it may, we are deposing Elliot Perkins in 15 minutes, so...
Perkins can wait. Just make sure that my 9-iron is nice and shiny when I get there. Okay? Come on, Mike.
Harvey.
Rome Jensen, meet Mike Ross. He's got the latest on the IPO.
Hello, Mark.
Mr. Jensen?
I'm not here to talk about my business, Harvey. Looks like my daughter might be getting into some trouble.
Mildred Wisniewski. What's Lola doing with the fake ID?
Well, that's what I hope you can find out. It slipped out of her purse when she was ordering a drink at a friend's bar mitzvah.
Any idea what it's about?
My relationship with Lola has been rocky for a few years. If I asked her, she'd just lie. Truth is, I don't need to know. I just need you to take care of it.
Thank you.
What the hell is Harvey doing? He's supposed to be deposing Elliot Perkins.
He's with a client.
I don't care. We have a deposition.
Don't even try it, Lewis.
I'm sorry. Let's just start over. Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
You know I like you, right? But in the firm's food chain, I am a humpback whale, but you are phytoplankton.
June 3rd, 1997.
That date means nothing to me.
Doesn't it?
Who told you?
Is the important thing how I know or that I know?
Does Harvey know?
He can.
I am going to pay you. I just don't have cash on me right now, so... I'm going to just tell Lauren to run her old ass off to the ATM and then bring it back on the ship.
I don't want your money, Lewis. I just want you to...
I was not here.
All right, let's get started, shall we?
Isn't Harvey Specter leading this deposition?
He sent me. Now, Mr. Perkins, my first question to you is, do you sleep well at night? Of course you do, because you have a roof and a bed and running water. And by contrast, thousands of families are going to be sleeping on the street when Stable Shelters is forced to suspend their operations all because of the money that you stole.
I never stole anything.
You're Maslow's number two. Money was embezzled. Do you deny that?
Absolutely.
Please, Robert, I know as general counsel you just basically push paper, but will you please warn Mr. Perkins of the penalties of perjury?
Look, I'm not aware of any perjury.
We know about your account in the Caymans. $20 million.
Are you kidding me? That transaction was legitimate.
Oh, when I take this public, you're going to be disgraced. Your wife, your children, your whole family disgraced.
Would you show my clients
and respect? And That transaction had nothing to do with the firm.
Bullshit! You either took your cut from Maslow or it was hush money. Either way, you're going to live the rest of your life as a pariah, or you give up Maslow now.
Is this a deposition or an inquisition?
This is ridiculous. I can show you the records.
Oh, sure you can. Because you're the guy who invented losses in mortgage-backed securities when you never even bought them.
I had no part in that.
But you were aware of it, and you did nothing about it.
Come on, Lewis.
Give me a glass of water, please.
You can't get any water. We don't have any. You can give up Maslow now, and this all stops.
All right, right. My client needs a break. We can continue this in 10 minutes.
I'm just getting started.
I don't get it. She looks so sweet.
Don't let the photo fool you. She's less girl next door, more girl with a dragon tattoo. Mm. Look, my plate's full with Stable Shelters. I need you to look into Jerome's daughter.
Why didn't you just hire a private investigator?
Because if there's a problem, an investigator can't fix it. I'm not just a lawyer to Jerome, okay? I'm more like Robert Duvall in The Godfather. His consigliere.
Okay.
What?
Nothing, just... If you're his Robert Duvall, you're coming to me, so...
Technically, I'm your Robert Duvall. You're my Fredo.
Fredo? No.
Robert, what the hell happened to Perkins? Ask that pit bull of yours.
No. Actually, I prefer a female masseuse. That... Can I clear right back? Right back. Okay, bye.
Perkins just got wheeled out on a stretcher.
Well, he couldn't handle the heat. He's probably faking it.
What were you thinking, starting that deposition without me?
Well, maybe if you were doing your job.
Oh, no.
What?
It's from Geller. Perkins wasn't faking anything. Our best chance to nail Anthony Maslow's dead. See you on your own stay for you and you. Getting all a piece of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like. Me and you, me and you, I can't lie. Me and you see a soul.
Deposition, so I was just picking up the slack.
I was letting Perkins sweat. It was a tactic which you completely undermined.
Well, I believe I made him sweat and then some.
Are you actually proud of what you did?
As far as I'm concerned, whatever happened to that guy was a result of his own guilt, and I will not apologize for deposing a criminal in a vigorous manner.
Losing Perkins is a complication. We're just going to have to work harder to unearth Maslow's money trail. As for what happened, I've spoken to the hospital, and the cause of death was a pulmonary embolism. There was nothing you did.
Would it be okay if I took the credit?
Lewis, I need to have a word with Harvey.
Okay.
Financial crime is that man's forte. Yes, he overstepped his rank. But I'm not about to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Lewis is the bathwater.
Believe it or not, Harvey, you can be a real pain in the ass to work with,
too. Oh, I get along with me just fine.
Yes, well, I'm not about to tell Lucille Jackson that we didn't win because we couldn't work together. You need to figure out how to collaborate with Lewis.
So, the name on Lola Jensen's fake ID wasn't just pulled from thin air. It belongs to an assistant controller at Clarity Drilling.
You telling me this why?
You wanted me to look into it.
I didn't ask you to explain the problem to me. I asked you to fix it for me.
Hey, did Lewis really kill a guy?
Is that what the associate rumor mill's been churning out?
Actually, I think he started it.
Yeah, he also claims to be 6'2", with a full head of hair.
Lewis with hair. That's good.
How'd you get past Donna? You waited till she peed, didn't you?
I mean, the woman retains water like a camel. I see that the greatest band of all time is conspicuously absent.
Who would that be, Lewis?
Oh, I don't know, a little British band called Queen?
Should have seen that coming. You know, real musicians, they don't wear eyeliner.
Oh, really? Why don't you tell that to the artist formerly known as Prince, who's once again named Prince.
What do you want, Lewis?
Well, I think now that we're working together, we should set some ground rules.
First rule, never touch my records. or anything else in this office.
Fine.
That includes the furniture.
I'm trying to build a rapport with you. Okay? I mean, I think a relationship needs a little work.
Let's hold off the couples counseling until our fifth anniversary, don't you think? Look, Maslow's lawyer moved to push up the trial. They know we need time to cultivate another witness.
Well, I said we bluff. I mean, Perkins implicated Maslow the minute his lawyer walked out of the room.
It's hearsay, Lewis.
Not if it's a deathbed confession. Maybe, while Geller was making the 911 call, I had a little conversation with Perkins.
So you want to lie about what Perkins said and how he said it?
Well, what's your brilliant solution, Harvey?
I'm having the money in Perkins' account traced as we speak, and I have another witness in mind.
I get Anthony Maslow across that table, you know I'll break him.
The way you broke Perkins?
Yeah, if need be.
You're not hearing me. We need to hold off on any meeting.
I just wonder why
that's... Then final, Lewis. Question. Why would someone named Lola Jensen ever want to be known as Mildred Wisniewski?
Who are you?
My name's Mike Ross. I'm a lawyer.
I guess. Pearson Hardman?
You know, forging a government document like this after 9/11 is next to impossible.
God, there must have been a glitch at the DMV. Why'd you come here?
Your father came to us because he's worried about you.
He's that worried he'd be here himself. He wouldn't have sent an empty suit.
You don't know anything about me. I, on the other hand, know that you use this ID to funnel payments from Clarity Drilling to some fake company that you set up. Loxley LLC, you're stealing money from your father's company. A couple million so far. I don't need to know why, but I do need you to return it now.
Actually, you do need to know why. This is groundwater from Clarity's fracking operation south of Tulsa. It's got elevated levels of dibutoxyethanol, methane, and benzene. This compares samples taken pre-drilling to levels taken last week.
How'd you get that? That's classified company data.
I'm good with computers.
Wait a minute, Loxley LLC, as in Robin of Loxley, as in Robin Hood.
These toxins are known to cause kidney failure, liver cancer, and infertility. The EPA fines were a slap on the wrist. But the settlement that your firm negotiated with the victims...
It doesn't matter how pure your motives are. You're committing a very serious crime.
Threaten all you want. Okay, there's no way that my father is going to let this go public right before his IPO. I'm not giving the money back. I'm giving it away. In terms of living relatives, I didn't find anything, but when I looked into the estates of relatives who passed away, the holding was originally in the name of the aunt. Your theory on Perkins is right.
Harvey, what are you doing? Rachel's services are under my purview.
Sorry, I'm going to change that.
Anthony Maslow and his attorney are in the conference room.
At whose invitation?
Oh, what, you think I called him? I didn't.
Then Maslow feels he has an advantage, and he's pressing it.
Hey, fellas, thanks for meeting us on such short notice.
I figure you'd be on a flight right now, Mr. Maslow. Somewhere with no extradition agreement.
Let's get to the point. Without Perkins, you don't have a case.
This report summarizes an internal investigation we conducted.
What Inez has just handed you is hard evidence of fraudulent investments and fake losses perpetrated by Perkins.
You guys have a real penchant for fiction, don't you?
No, he duped all of us. As CEO, he betrayed me just as much as the investors.
We found an offshore account worth $20
million. Hold on a second. Lucille Jackson trusts you to manage a $150 million endowment. Perkins takes 20. Where the hell is the rest of it?
In light of these findings, we'd like to offer a settlement. $15 million.
10 cents on the dollar, that's a slap in the face.
Well, we advise all our clients that investments carry risk. You want a risk-free return, buy treasury bills, or, I don't know, hide your money under the mattress.
While you were writing the great American novel, I've been checking facts. The $20 million that Perkins had overseas was legitimate. He was innocent. The money your firm embezzled is still out there, and this so-called investigation, it isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
Well, Lucille Jackson may beg to differ, Counselor. A bridge loan means she's desperate.
Our offer is non-negotiable.
I won't accept this offer today or a year from now. Now, since you've all invited yourselves over, feel free to see yourselves out.
So first you attack me for wanting to lie about Perkins, and then you turn around and do the same exact thing?
I wasn't lying.
What are you saying to me? Harvey, what the hell are you saying to me? That Perkins had no involvement whatsoever?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Lewis. He was innocent.
It's no surprise that Maslow lowballed us. I'm just passing along this offer as a formality.
$15 million is not insignificant, but now's not the time to settle. We have to strengthen our hand.
All right, here's my problem. Best case scenario, we go to trial, the jury awards us a settlement, obviously Maslow appeals that. It's 3 years before I see any money, and my foundation's long gone by that point.
No, I'm not going to let Maslow pocket the lion's share of your endowment.
I'm not interested in a Pyrrhic victory.
Neither are we. And to prove it, we're going to forego our usual fee and return to you the money you've already paid.
I grew up sleeping in my mama's car and in and out of more halfway houses than I can count. And one thing I realized is that every penny matters. So thank you. What you gonna do?
Perkins may have been innocent, but he was still Maslow's direct report. I'm gonna find out what he knew.
Thank you.
Your job is to verify every detail of Maslow's internal investigation. It is not about the crime now, it's about the cover-up.
This says Perkins acted alone.
Well, he's the perfect scapegoat. He can't defend himself.
You want to go to the bathroom? You don't bother coming back. By the way, that goes for personal phone calls, emails, and texts. I detect a whiff of slacking. You are done. Get it? If you find anything, I'll be in my office.
Lewis, I'm still working on Harvey's case.
Jerome Jensen can go screw himself for all I care.
Well, Harvey explicitly told me
that. I don't care what Burning Bush told you, Mike. The only commandments you need to focus on right now come from me.
There's something wrong with Lewis.
That's not my problem. I answer to Harvey.
You're sitting home alone with your kids with no job.
Harvey.
You solved Jerome's problem yet?
About to, but I need your corporate card first.
What for?
Well, I thought you didn't want me to explain it to you.
You're right. I don't.
Okay. It's killing you not knowing what I'm going to use this for, isn't it?
Nope.
Please, let me tell you.
If you bring that back to me and it smells like stripper, you're fired.
I don't go to places like that.
You have to send someone? You can just call me?
If you wanted this to be private, you should have just robbed me. You robbed the company, I had to involve other people.
Okay, why don't we take a seat?
Why are you here?
I want to tell you my side of things.
Okay.
I'm not proud of the fact that we contaminated people's water. But we apologized. We implemented safeguards. We negotiated a payout that was more than generous.
If that's what you think, then you are lying to yourself.
I think that we could keep this civil.
No, she's right. It's true. I'm lying to myself. I thought this was a phase, that it was hormones, that it would pass. But the truth is, I raised a thief.
Okay, I think we're going to need a minute. Thank you.
A thief. My research is making the planet more habitable. Okay, you are making money destroying it.
You have no respect for me. That's fine. But at least respect the workers. You're stealing from them, too.
You think I'm such a criminal? Arrest me.
So I organized this so that you two could clear the air, but it seems we've gotten off the wrong foot.
It's the same story as always, Dad. You duck your responsibilities.
Lola!
What if I paid the company back with my own money?
I don't think that would be a very good idea. It would make you a conspirator.
I'm not turning my daughter into the police. This is not about the company image.
Well, the good news is she hasn't distributed the money.
The money is irrelevant. I came to Pearson Hartman to take care of this. Instead, my daughter and I are further apart than ever.
I can't imagine how hard it is right now.
People are saying the most horrible things about Elliot. They must think I've gone deaf.
Anthony Maslow has been dragging your husband's name through the mud to make him a scapegoat, Mrs. Perkins. I'm here to help.
I don't understand. You work for the other side.
I work for a charitable organization that had all its money stolen. I'm on the other side of Anthony Maslow, not your husband, and I don't want to see his memory painted with the same brush.
What would I have to do?
This isn't the time or the
no,
place.
No, it's okay. What would I have to do?
I'd like to know everything Elliot has ever told you about Maslow. Any details would help.
Mrs. Perkins, I'm Louis Litt, and I just want to let you know that I'm going to do whatever it takes to clear your husband's name.
His name? My husband would be alive today if it weren't for you.
We don't know that.
I know what happened in that room.
Well, at the time, we didn't have all the facts, but now we do.
I can't believe that you have the audacity to come here. I don't ever want to see your face again. And you could forget about me helping you.
What the hell are you doing? I was deposing the widow, just like you.
I came here to pay my respects and initiate a relationship, not aggravate a grieving woman.
I brought flowers.
You just cost us a potential witness.
Oh, really? Well, maybe. Maybe if you shared your game plan with me.
Oh, the same way that you shared your game plan with me? How do you expect her to react to seeing you? You need to get your shit together and find us a new witness.
Lola.
I wanted to apologize for earlier today. Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
Nice gesture. Botanical gardens.
Oh. He said it was a pretty special place for you guys.
It was. And then he became CEO. But not here to reminisce. I must say, I was really impressed you figured out what I was doing. Especially since you're not even a real lawyer.
What are you talking about?
I accessed Harvard Law School's alumni directory. Every class that I graduated for the last 10 years. No record of Mike Ross. At all.
Yeah, the dean's office was supposed to fix that. They put my name wrong in the system.
I checked your social security number against the database.
How did you get my social security number?
Easily. Here's the deal. Leave me alone, or I expose you.
I seem that worried about this.
Threats like hers are a tactic. They're effective because they distract you from what you're supposed to be doing.
Are you crazy? What we should be doing is backing the hell off.
And how would that go, huh? Jerome, you came to us with a problem. We discovered that your daughter stole $2 million from your company, and our conclusion is you're shit out of luck?
I don't really care how it would go. All I care about is my life and keeping our secret.
I told you, it's a distraction. She won't pull that trigger. Why do you think she hasn't distributed that money yet? Why do you think Jerome doesn't want us to go to the police?
I don't know.
It's because they both want to bury the hatchet. And if any of that stuff happens, they can't.
Then what?
Figure out a way to make them reconcile. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Inez, right? Louis Litt.
I know who you are.
So, is this what you do for Maslow? You clean up his dirty laundry?
Leave me alone.
You know, you have your whole career ahead of you. When Maslow goes down and you're part of this cover-up, no one's going to hire you.
I can't help you.
Listen, can I just tell you something, Inez? In my experience, people respond to two things, okay? And that's the carrot and the stick. Now, I prefer the stick. And if you do not help me, I will devote my considerable expertise to sticking it to you.
The same way you stuck it to Perkins.
Inez, stop. Let's go with the carrot.
Inez, Harvey Specter. I appreciate you coming forward.
I should have done it sooner.
What changed?
I can't be a part of a company like that anymore.
Are you ready to testify against Anthony Maslow in open court?
I am.
I assume you've documented his malfeasance, because otherwise it's he said, she said.
The entire paper trail? From the beginning all the way to last week.
Harvey asked me to fix this problem with Lola, but I can't.
Because your daughter's not the problem, Mr. Jensen.
You are.
Are you trying to get fired?
No, I'm not.
I'm your attorney. It's my job to give you advice, but you're her father. It's your job to raise her. Now, you can go to another firm, but there's not a lawyer in the city that can do that job for you.
Please don't lecture me on parenting.
Mr. Jensen, I had a difficult relationship with my father. So trust me when I tell you that Lola wants to forgive you, but she needs you to take the first step.
Well, we tried it your way. We went to lunch, and you saw how well that worked out. My daughter's not a child. She's an adult. She made these choices as an adult.
If you just found a way...
You're my lawyer. This is a legal problem. My daughter brought this on herself. Now, I desperately do not want her to go to prison. But if she doesn't return the money, she will.
Where's Maslow? He was afraid to face us himself?
What do you want?
We know about your entire scheme.
What scheme?
Oh, the scheme where Maslow's laundering money through Dubai.
How do you know about Dubai?
We cultivated another source.
What kind of settlement are you looking for?
One that includes punitive damages.
Send Inez in here, please.
I don't think you'll find her at her desk.
Why not?
Has she agreed to testify for us?
I doubt that. When your colleague approached her, she came straight to us.
He even tried to bribe me. He said if I ratted out Mr. Maslow, he'd get me a job as an assistant to Jessica Pearson.
Everything she told you was a complete fabrication. There is no Dubai. I seem to recall you mentioning something about penalties for perjury, our last meeting. Well, the penalty for bribing a witness is just as severe. And we're willing to overlook that indiscretion if you convince your client to take our settlement offer. Well, our revised settlement offer.
Revised?
Yes. Exactly half of what it was before.
What the hell were you thinking?
We needed a new witness.
You didn't think to look into her story?
I don't know. Did you look into it?
You were the one who brought her in. I assumed you had. Like any halfway decent lawyer would.
We were under the gun, and I was under strict instructions from my golf pro to get another witness.
I told you to get another witness, not bribe one.
That's enough. As for the threat against Lewis, no money changed hands.
I'm not concerned with Lewis. He brought your name into it, okay? The offer was to be your assistant. Now you're exposed because of what he did.
Is that true?
She is an executive assistant to the head of a major investment firm. She's not going to work for a junior partner.
So you tried to bribe?
No, it wasn't a bribe, Jessica. It was an incentive. I thought she'd be more likely to talk if she wasn't worried about being fired.
I want you to go to Maslow and take their offer.
I'm not ready to do that.
I'm not either.
I waived Lucille's fee because a certain senior partner said we'd never go to trial.
I said that before you stuck me with Lewis.
Not the point. She can't afford it and neither can we.
Give me time. Give it to me without Lewis, and we'll see who can afford it and who can't.
You have until the end of the day. You come up empty, I'm taking the offer to Lucille myself.
Jessica, I went to Perkins Widow.
Not another word. You try something like that again, and it will be your last day at this firm.
You said Jerome wouldn't pull the trigger. You were wrong. He's ready.
I don't have time for that right now.
Harvey, when the police show up at Lola's doorstep, we're done.
Has she distributed the money yet?
No, she hasn't, but she's right.
She hasn't, and she won't, because what she wants is her daddy's attention. Now sit down with me, and let's deal with this.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why don't you tell me what you need?
Maslow was in Liechtenstein the day that Lucille's endowment evaporated.
But maybe he was skiing.
Nobody goes to Liechtenstein for pleasure.
Why don't we subpoena the bank records? How many banks can there be?
Places like Switzerland on steroids. We'll never see those records.
So what the hell do you want from me, then?
What did you just say to me?
I once suggested that we hack Harvard's records to cover my ass, and you laughed at me.
And now it turns out that you were wrong and it's about to cost me my career.
Where are you going?
You told me to fix my case. Why don't you fix yours?
Came here to tell me Harvey's back now.
I wish I could, but he's not.
That's too bad. Such a promising career.
God, Lola, you act like you care about a higher cause, but of all the companies that exist, you chose your dad's. A company that's trying to make amends for what it did.
Really don't need to hear another speech from a wannabe suit.
God, do you think I'm your enemy, huh? Well, I'm not. I didn't even come here to talk to you about me or your father. New York. Iowa. Kansas. 40 states that all have housing projects that will vanish if we don't find out information that only you can help us get. So you can steal money from your father's company, or you can blow the whistle on me if you want to. But if you really care about people the way that you claim to, you're going to do this first.
Are we close?
Accessing the bank's server in China. Unless you'd rather me use yours.
Done.
Done. All right, there's 16 banks in Liechtenstein. This is every account and every single one of them. None of the accounts is listed under Anthony Maslow.
You forget about the name. Find an account with $150 million embezzled from Staples Shelters on that day.
Harvey, it's time. Unless you have something. I'm calling Lucille to settle.
Jessica, you know how Liechtenstein doesn't respond to subpoenas. I've responded for them. Just trust me. We've got everything we need to find Lucille's money.
It's not here.
Sounds like you need more than just another minute. You need another person. Someone whose expertise is financial crime.
No. No.
Harvey, bring in Lewis. Or I'm calling Lucille.
Donna? I need to talk to Lewis. He's not in his office.
Huh. Norma wouldn't tell you where he is?
Well, she didn't,
You didn't ask her, did you?
She gives me the creeps.
Oh, you're such a wuss.
What did you just say to me?
I think we both know what I just said. Norma, where is he? What? You're kidding.
What?
I come here when I need to be alone. 44 Magnum? Really? Feeling lucky today, punk?
No, I understand. But that me pissing the bed on this case must be really, really fun for you.
No, Lewis, it's not. The one thing you and I have in common is we need to win.
I noticed that.
I came here because, even after everything, we can win.
No. I can watch while you win.
Lewis, I'm not here to give you shit. Listen, I respect you.
I bribed the witness.
You incentivized her.
You went to see Perkins' widow?
To apologize.
I killed a man.
That you thought had it coming. I don't think you heard what I said. I respect you.
You need my help.
I wouldn't phrase it exactly like that.
Well, if you need my help, you better phrase it exactly like that.
Okay, you want me to say it? I'll say it. I'm under the gun and I need your help. I've got the information, but you've got the financial expertise to break this case. Now let's put the gun down and go get him.
Okay. First, just stand over there.
Don't push it.
So what was the exact amount of money that was lost from Staples Shelters account?
Why?
$152,375,242.18.
I'm good with numbers.
Huh. All right, what do you have?
We've compiled a printout of every account that had a deposit made on the day in question in all of Liechtenstein's 16 banks.
Okay. Well, we are going to focus on, these five banks.
How can you be sure?
Watch this. These four banks have a history of capitulating to subpoenas, so Maslow would know. These six have U.S. corporate parents, which would expose their accounts to federal scrutiny. Once again, Maslow would know. And then the one that he's got right there is loan reserves. Therefore, its solvency is in question. And there is no way in hell that Maslow would take his stolen money and put it into some shaky bank.
So we can be sure.
Every person who embezzles money, they do it in their own way. But the one thing that they all have in common is that they never put all their eggs in one basket. So we are going to be looking at a combination of accounts.
Across banks?
But, I mean, maybe across banks, maybe the same bank, but we're definitely looking at more than one account.
How do we figure out which accounts are his?
Because they're all going to add up to the same exact amount of money that was lost from Stable Shelter's account.
Well, how do you know?
When the account was drained, it had to go somewhere.
What goes out from Lucille's had to go into Maslow's.
Simple law mathematics.
So we just have to figure out a combination of accounts that adds up to...
$152,375,242.18. I'm good with numbers, too.
Thanks for meeting us on such short notice.
I assumed you're ready to take our offer. I rushed right down.
Well, we just have a few questions before we get to any of that.
We didn't agree to answer any questions.
No, Robert, it's okay. I'm happy to play.
Have you ever been to Liechtenstein, Mr. Maslow?
You know, I've been to many places, among them Liechtenstein.
Really? Well, of those many places, did you open seven different bank accounts, the amounts of which add up to exactly the same amount of money that disappeared from Lucille Jackson's endowment fund?
I doubt it. What I don't doubt is that if you trace the money that went into those accounts, you'll find that it came from our corporate offices in Sri Lanka. It's completely legitimate. I mean, I'm happy to show you the records whenever you'd like.
Oh, that's great. Isn't that great? Well, after that, can you show us the records of the seven safety deposit boxes that you opened at those same banks the same day?
I don't have to answer that.
This isn't a deposition.
You're so right. It's more of a presentation.
We can make it a deposition.
Or trial.
Up to you.
We have pictures of you entering those banks.
And we have enough to crack their subpoenas.
Just a matter of time, Tony.
All right, what do you want?
What do I want? Well, it's not about me. It's about Lucille. She wants your head on a stick.
But she'll settle for her money back.
And your resignation.
We agree right here. No criminal prosecution.
Done.
If Lucille doesn't get her money back today, nothing's done.
That's perfect. You are back in business. The wire transfer just went through.
Girl, you came through.
That is what we do.
Harvey, get in here. Lucille wants to thank you in person.
Who's got time for gratitude?
Harvey, you didn't let me settle, and I appreciate your tenacity.
Truth is, I didn't do this on my own. Have you met Louis Litt?
You guys are doing such good work. I just want you to know it. D-Wazer, have I told you how valuable you are to this company? Because you're not. I'm just kidding. Janice. I want you to take the rest of the day off because you're so good. And I really mean it. Harold, 9:30, tequila shots. You and me, sharp. Be there.
Luis. What's up?
What were you just doing there?
Well, I was just...
Let me guess, you were cutting me out.
What are you talking about?
The little impromptu meeting you just had with Jessica and Lucille that you conveniently left me out of.
I didn't leave you out of anything.
I mean, I thought we were a team. I thought this was the start of something, but I...
Louis?
Now I see the truth all too clearly.
Louis, I was walking by and they called me in.
Yeah, just in time to take the credit for what I did.
I didn't do that. I wouldn't even think of doing that. But you know what? You would, and that's your problem right there.
Got your email about Maslow. Not a bad way for Loxley LLC to go out.
Looks like the firm owes you one.
I think you owe me one.
Whoa. Is this?
The real thing? Yeah. Told the dean's office you've lost yours. They were happy to oblige for one of their top graduates.
I don't know if you're awesome or terrifying.
Also, I added a layer of protection for you.
The Harvard Law School alumni database.
It's all there. Your name, class rank, social security number.
You do realize you just made me party to a crime, right?
You can always call them up. Report it as a glitch.
I mean, yes. Untraceable.
I'm not saying you won't get caught, but you won't be because your story doesn't check.
Hey, thank you. Seriously.
You're right. Working things out with my dad. Not the empty suit I thought you were. Who was that?
Client's daughter.
Really? It's kind of late. What's she doing at the office at this hour?
You know, she was just thanking me.
Thanking you?
Mm-hmm.
How'd she do that?
Easily.
She bought me 2 plane tickets to Greece.
Not interested.
We leave Tuesday.